Learn Hilchus Megillah in the Rambam. It's almost Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. We'll start from the Akdama of the Rambam, Halacha Aleph, and we'll also use the Gevuras Yitzchak on the Rambam. The Rambam writes Hilchus Megillah Chanukah Yesh B'chol and Shtei Mitzvos Haseh Midirei Sofrim V'Einon Min HaMinyan U'Bir Shtei Mitzvos Eilu B'Prakim Eilu Kriyas HaMegillah B'Zmana Mitzvah Sasemi Direi Sofrim. Now, from the fact that the Rambam writes that Kriyas HaMegillah Bizman is a Mitzvah Sasemi Direi Sofrim, the implication is that there is a Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bizmano, and it's not considered a Mitzvah Sasemi. And if you look at the Rambam in his introduction to the Yadach Hazok, the Mishneh Torah, at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvah, he writes, Amal Imo Sifu Bezdin Im Novi Sheyia beosel zman mitzvah derech takana einzu tosefes shreilo amru shakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos eruv o likros hamigila ba'onasa. Right, they meaning the bezdin with the novi are not saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to add another mitzvah for the eruv or the kriyas hamigila in its time, because ilu amru came that would be al sofal mitzvah, says the al Torah, which is absolutely illegal. El kach anu omrim shanaviyim in bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros hamegillah be'onasa. Now, once again, the Rambam is emphasizing Megillah be'onasa, that there is, by implication, a kriyas hamegillah shelo be'onasa, but that's not considered a mitzvah saseh midirei sofrim. Now, what is kriyas shelo be'onasa? So the simple pshat would certainly be Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, which are the Dine Kedima on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim. And that's not called Kriya Bizmana. But the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah derives from a pasuk, the Lekayim Esimei HaPurim HaElu Bizmanehem, and the Gemara Darshan Zmanim Harbi Tiknu Lahem, means as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned, there are these Zmanim, which are considered Kriya Bizmano. And just like in the Ayoros, we have Kriya Bizmano on Yudalit, and in the Mukafim, we have on Tesvav, the Zman of the Bnei Kfarim is Biyom HaKnisa. And if you fast forward here in the Rambam, at the beginning of Megillah, Talokh and Dalit, Ezu Zman Kriyasa, Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem, etc. And the Rambam is clear that the fundamental din of Kriya B'Yom HaKnisa is not some sort of kula that we allowed for a Kriya Kodem Zmano, if there's no possibility of Kriya Bizmano, but rather, this is called the Zman HaKriya for the Bnei HaKfarim. And that's how the Rambam opens this whole discussion by Zmanim Harbi Tiknu Lehem Chachamim. And he includes the Bnei HaKfarim as part of that Takana. However, if you look in the Mardechai at the beginning of Megillah, he quotes the Tosefta that Hayotzim B'Sheyor HaMafarshim Bisfina kodim yudalid, yesh rabba seder omrim shim ein biyada megillah mutav sheyaktivu v'yikru mimashal yikru klal the garsin v'yushalmi the megillah perakam alocha aleph the tanya rabbi nosan omer kol hachodesh kosher l'kriyas hamegillah shenemar v'achodesh nefach lohem miyogunu l'simcha. Now the language of the Mordechai, in which he says better that they should be makdim to the Yom HaYitziyah mi Lishayara rather than not reading at all, it sounds like there's no chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah before Yudalid, but rather it's a good idea, it's highly recommended, and that's the Megillah Kodem Zmano. That's better than not reading the Megillah at all. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tofresh Peiches, HaMafarish Bayom, Vayotze B'Shayara V'Eino Motze Megillah Laholich Imo Yikran Abiyud Gimel Obiyud Beis Obechad Asar Belo Bracha V'Yemiyef Shalahamtin Ad Yomim Halolu Yesh Omer Shekore Afilu B'Tchilas HaChodesh. And now he's talking about a case of a mafarish v'yotze b'shayara who's allowed to read the Megillah without a bracha, because he has to drop the bracha so far as there's no chiyuv kriya. It's just tov v'yofel akrosa, as we saw in the Mordechai. So that's a good idea. It's highly recommended, but it's not a mitzvah per se. It's not an obligation. Now, if we would push this all into the Rambam, we could say that when the Rambam says Kriya Samigilah Bizmana Mitzvah Semi Devei Sofrim, he's not coming to exclude Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel. That's the Kriya Samigilah Bizmana for the Bnei Kfarim. But rather, he's talking about someone who's Yotze B'Shayorim Nefarish B'Yam, that he can be Makdim and read the Megillah even without a Chiyuv Megillah. It's not a Mitzvah Semi Devei Sofrim, it's just a Kiyuv without a Chiyuv. When he reads it before he goes out on this long journey at the beginning of the month of Adar. Again, this pshat in the Rambam is a little bit of a kvesh, because the Rambam doesn't spell out this din that you could read the Megillah from the beginning of the month. Now, once again, let's emphasize that from the Lashon HaRambam, it sounds like there is a Kriyas HaMegillah Shelo Bizmano, which is not a Mitzvah Semi Devei Sofrim. And we quoted the Yerushalmi in the Megillah regarding Hayotze B'Shayor. There's another Yerushalmi that we should quote in this context, in the second parak of Megillah. And the Yerushalmi establishes that a Ben Ir, Mahu Sheyotzi Ben Krach, can a Ben Ir read the Megillah on behalf of a Ben Krach? Lahotzi Yedei Chovaso. Yiba Kehada Kol She'eno Chaya V'Dover Eino Motzi Asarab Yedei Chovaso. Ben Krach Mahu Sheyotzi Ben Ir Yedei Chovaso Yiba Gadda Kol She'eno Mechuyav V'Dover Eino Motzi Asarab Yedei Chovaso. So at this point in the presentation, it would seem from the Yerushalmi Megillah that a person who doesn't have the Chiyuv on that day cannot be motzi others. Then the Yerushalmi continues and says, Oyeba ka'ada di'omer Rabbi Chelva b'shem Rabbi Chiyo ha'kol yotzim v'yidalid shuzman kriyosa klomar kevan d'vidyeved yotze is mechuyuv b'dover krinan be. And the Prichadosh writes in Simon Tafresh Peches that in the Talmud Bavli it seems that Mukafin cannot be Yotzi on Yudalit. And the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechta Megillah, Ema Prozim be Yudalit, Mukafin mi boy bar beisari boy bechameshasar. The Gemara actually raises such a Havamina that a Ben Krach could be Yotze his chiyuv on Yudalit. We just gave another option if he wants to take advantage of that option on the 15th. But that's all I have. The Maskon of the Yerushalmi says, Omer Krav Bizmanei Bizmanim Shelzeh Lo Kizmanah Shelzeh. And that means, L'chor L'ikuva, that you have to read it on your Zman. So that's the impression you get from the Bavli, as opposed to what we saw in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that b'di'evid yotze, even if he reads it on the other day. Now, in the Bir Agra, in Tuf Reish Peches, he writes that even the Shas Bavli agrees to the Shas Yerushalmi that b'di'evid yotze, in the case of Ben Krach, who reads the Megillah on Yudalit. Ayin, the Gemara says, Mano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh. That's only as far as L'chatchil is concerned, that a Ben Krach cannot read it on Yudalit. Now from this Bir Agra, you see clearly that since it's a principle called Zmano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh, and therefore L'chatchil, he should not read, if he's a Ben Krach, he should not read and be Yotze on Yudalit, because we want him to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano, which means that the 15th is the Zman for the Bnei HaKrachim. The 14th is not really the Zman for Bnei HaKrachim. That's not called the Kriya Bizmano, and in fact he would not make a bracha on that Kriya. Now, then if we take this in mind, we can swing back to the Rambam, and we would die for the Rambam, Kriyas HaMegil B'Zman HaMitzvah Semi Devei Sofrim, that there is such an entity called a Kriyas HaMegillah, which is not Midivrei Sofrim. And maybe what the Rambam has in mind is the case of a Ben Krach who reads the Megillah on the 14th, and even though he'd be the Eved, at least he's Yotzei Yidei Chovas Kriya, Bikomakom, nevertheless, Kevan She'en Kan Kriya Bizmana, Eino Chayav Likros Biyudal. The Lekha Mitzvah Divrei Sof Likros Biyudal Lachain, Eino Mavarech Al Kriyas Yudal. Now, if you take a look at Rav Turchin's Sefer, which is called the Kudshus Chanukah Megillah, he asks the following question: why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah? The Rambam does count the mitzvah of Zechira, Zechira Svitzius Mitzrayim, but he doesn't count the mitzvah of Asiya. Again, I stand corrected. When I say the mitzvah of Zechira, what I mean is the reading of the Megillah on Purim. That the Rambam counts, as we saw. Yesh Bechlon Shtei Mitzvot Aseh Midivrei Sofrim, and included in the Aseh Midivrei Sofrim are Kriyas HaMegillah and Chanukah. However, the Rambam mentions nothing Yomitz Asiyah, Asiyah meaning the Sudas, Purim, and the like. And yet the Pasuk says in Esther Perek Tes, Hayomim Ha'ele Nizkarim V'Nasim. And we put Zechira and Asiyah together in one equation. Rashi says in Esther Perek Tes that Nizkarim Bekriyas HaMegillah, this is all under Hayom Ha'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim. Number one, he says Nizkarim Bekriyas HaMegillah. Number two, Nasim Mishte V'Simcha. Number three, Loseis Monos U'matonos Lavyonim. And this is what reflects on the unique nature of this day of the year, the day of Purim. And all these customs, as minhagim, are based on Pesukim. Now, every Shabbos and every Yontov, we have a mitzvah of Kibbutz the Onik, which the Rambam doesn't even list, he doesn't even incorporate it into his enumeration of mitzvah Aseh Midivrei Hanaviim. Because this is not a new mitzvah, Midivrei Sofrim. This is a Kiyum of Yontov, it's a Kiyum of Shabbos. Ulam, however, Seudas Purim Ma'achrim V'lo Makdimin. What that means is that when we get to Asiya, we have a halach of Ma'achrim, but there's no possibility of Makdimin. So Ein Din, there's no Din in the Yom itself, like we have on Shabbos and Yontif, where it doesn't matter whether you Makayim the Suda during the course of the Yom is Machayev in Shabbos and Yontif. And in the case of Su'uda, you could not possibly be Machayev the Su'uda after Shabbos and after Yontif. But with regard to Su'uda's Purim, there's Halacha Ma'achrim. And that seems to be a din mitzvah b'fnei atzma, which can be fulfilled afterwards. And therefore, what we conclude is that the Kiyum Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, in the case of Sudas Purim, you could have a Kiyum Mitzvah unto itself of Sudas Purim, even when it's not the Zman for Zechira. And with regard to Mishloach Manos and Matonos of Yonim, Rashi says in Megill Daf Beis Amid Beis that Ube Esther, Dieshal Atoras Yontif, Loses Matonos Umonos, Monos Matonos. It seems that there is a din in the Yom itself. The Tzumo Shel Yom generates these mitzvahs of Matonos LeYonim. And Rashi Megillah Daf Zayin Amalav says that Esther Bikshol Likvoa Kavuni Lidoro, says Rashi LeYontif Ulekarye Lios Li L'Shem. So Rashi doesn't mention here Matonis Levyonim of Mishloach Monos, as he did on Daf Beis Amid Beis. And the reason for that is because there was never an establishment of a mitzvah unto itself of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim, but the Kviyas of the Yontif was as a Yontif. The Kium of that Yontif is through Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim. So it makes sense now that the Rambam doesn't consider and count Mishloach Manos as a mitzvah unto itself, like he does count in the case of Shabbos Kovod V'Oneg. And the Mishtev Simcha Lo Havi Midin Yontif. So what we have over here is that Mishtev Simcha is not Midin Yontif. As we said, you can fulfill these mitzvahs even afterwards. So it must be a mitzvah of Nei Atzma. Whereas Matanos Avyonim and Shloch Manos is like Kibbutz V'Oneg of Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore it is an integral part of Yom HaPurim. However, we don't know exactly why the Rambam didn't count Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim as a separate mitzvah, and why he didn't count Mishtev Simcha, which is not Midin Yontif, as a separate mitzvah. So in the case of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim, we could say that that's a kiyum of the Yontif itself. And since the Rambam is talking about the kiyum of Yontif, then he implies also Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim, although he doesn't spell that out. But in the case of Mishtev Simcha, which is not a din in Yontif, and we have Halacha Ma'achrim, is we again come back to our question: why didn't the Rambam mention this in his mitzvah saseh? Now, if you take a look in Esther, in Perek Tes, it says V'kibel haYehudim Eis Asher Heichelu Lasos Eis Asher Kosav Mordechai Alehem. And the Gra in his commentary on the Megillah writes that when it says Eis Asher Heichelu Lasos, it means, like it says, he connects you to what it says early in the Megillah, V'asoso yom mishta v'simcha v'es asher kosav dahainu mishloach manos matanos l'avyonim. Now, if this be the case, why is it Tola the pasuk of Mashekibu Lasos mishta v'simcha with the fact that they already began the Kvar Hechilu Lasos. Why is it necessary to have this Hakadoma of Kvar Hechilu Lasos? Okay, they're Makabal on themselves the Mishtav Simcha. Why does it have to emphasize Kvar Hechilu Lasos? And perhaps we could say the following, that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Jewish nation did not accept upon himself the mitzvah of Mishtav Simcha as a takon and a mitzvah unto itself, midivrei sofim, of course, but rather they wanted to be noeg with regard to simcha and mishte b'toras minig b'alma. And to emphasize this point, the Megillah tells us, kasher kvar nogu v'yosu b'shana Sha'ovra mi'atzmam. Just like last year Purim time, each person had his own cup of yayin. So too, we are going to continue that minog with a mitzvah of simcha and seuda. When it comes to matanos avyonim v'shloach manos, there we're talking about yontif. There's no minog of Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv that you find that we took it upon ourselves as a minhag. With regard to Matanos Yonim Shloach Manos, there it has a Torah Yontif, and it's not just a minhag bi'alma me'atzmam. And just to pick it up, they repeat that last point, Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lav Yonim. which they had already done, that was done like the Shana Sha'avra, and it was done as a yanta, but that was not a minig that they were knowing al atzmon, but rather that's part of Kibla Lam as a Torah's takana, the mitzvah de rei sof. Hence, in the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, Sholcholem Estel Chachamim Kavuni Ledoros, Rashi says Kavuni Liyantif Likros Lios Li Lishem. And when Rashi means by Yontif, he means Mishloach Manos Matanos of Yonim, as Rashi says in Esther, that Kivu Hayhudim Aleihem is a reference to these two mitzvahs, which is part of the Yontif of Purim. Now, Rashi doesn't mention Mishtav Simcha, and perhaps the answer is, as we said, that Mishtav Simcha is a separate mitzvah unto itself. It's not part of the Yontif of Purim. And when Esther requested Biksha Esther Kavuni Ledoros, she wanted a mitzvah de Reis Sofer, that they should read the Megillah, and that they should establish and enact Purim as a Yontif. As far as Mishtav Simcha is concerned, that was not accepted as part of the Yontif, and a mitzvah Chadosh Mi Divrei Sofrim, but rather they should be knowing that minog of Mishtav Simcha B'Toras Minog. So it comes out that Bnei Yisrael Kibbutz V'Kibbutz, they were not mekabel on themselves the mitzvah Chadosh of Simcha Mishtav. They were knowing that, Petoros Minig B'Alma. Now, if we get back to the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't count Mishtav Simcha in his enumeration of the mitzvahs of Hilchas Megillah. That's because Simcha Mishtav was not part of the original Takon as a Yontif, and it's only a minute, and therefore it's not included in the definition of the mitzvah. Now, if you fast forward to the Rambam Hilchas Chanukah in Perek Yimel, he says, "Mipnei zeh hiskinu chachamim shebaoso ador sheyu shmonas yom melu shetchilas leil chamisha v'esrim bekislev yemei simcha v'halo madlikim emneiros v'adlokas neiros v'mitzvim d'risov ki kriyas hamigilah." Now, it's a little bit strange. The Rambam has already written that a chachamim with a sakein hadlokas neiros. Why do you have to go back and repeat it itself and say hadlokas neiros be mitzvah divrei sofrim? And furthermore, why does the Rambam in the beginning, he doesn't mention hadlokas neiros as a mitzvah divrei sofrim? When he gets to the end, he writes that hadlokas neiros is a mitzvah divrei sofrim. Now we could say that Adlokas Ner Chanukah has two different dimensions to it. On the one hand, it's part of the Yontif of Chanukah, which generates a Chiv Adloka. And number two, there's an extra a Chiv independent of the day of Chanukah, which is a Chiv of Zechel and Ness. And the Ness of Chanukah is Mechayev Hadloka. And even if the Yontif of Megillas Tainis was Batel, or would be Batel, then in any event, there was a Chiv to be Madlik Neres Mishum Zechel Enes. So at the beginning, when the Rambam writes Mitzvah Hadlaka, he's talking about the Takon of Yemei Simcha Umishte, and setting up Chanukah as a Yontif, and that Yontif is Mechayiv Hadlaka. And then the Rambam adds that there's an additional mitzvah, a chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which is independent, and that's the Ness of Chanukah itself is Mechayiv, it generates the chiyuv of Hadlokah, not the Yom itself, but rather the Ness. And this is what the Rambam means when he says Hadlokas Neres by Mitzvah de Reisom Kikriyas HaMegillah, because the Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah is Din Kriya, which is because of Persume Nisa, as the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, quote unquote, all mitzvahs kriya persume nisa is the mitzvahs kriya samigils midin persume nes. That doesn't depend upon the yontif of Purim, and therefore, even if batla megillah is tainis, there would still be a mitzvah of reading the megillah. And the Rambam in Perek Beis says, the anshe hakforim Sheikh Dimu Vikar Vishani over Hamishi Asamak Lapurim Mutar Behesvi Vitainis Biyom Kriyasa Vyasur Behesvi Vitainis Vishne Yom Elu Afal Pishain Karim Behen. So the Anshiak Farim, they read on their days, they don't have any sort of an Isur in doing so based on Megillus Tainis. And there is no halacha in Kriyas HaMegillah of Ein Karin HaMegillah B'yontiv Shal Purim. There is no such halacha. But rather, Zachiv Kriyas HaMegillah to be Mfarsim the Nes during a period of Zman that was enacted, was established by the Chachamim and the Anshei Kfarim, on their behalf we had a takana that they will read on the Yom HaKnisa. And even though it's not a Yontiv of Purim, just like we had in Hadlokas Neris of Chanukah, you chayev in Hadlokah, but here it's Eino Toli Klal in Batla Megillus Tainis Ola. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, everything fits in pretty nicely, that at the beginning, the Rambam doesn't write Hadlokas Neris Mitzvah Divrei Sof, because at the beginning, historically, when the Rambam refers to the Yontif of Chanukah as Mechayev in Hadlokah, that's not a new mitzvah of Hadlaka, but rather it's a kiyum of Yontif. It's as if a person did not fulfill the mitzvahs of Kibud V'Onig. Now the Rambam counts the mitzvahs of Kibud V'Onig on Yontif as a mitzvah unto itself, a general mitzvah that includes all the Yomim Tovim. Is since the Rambam doesn't count Kibud V'Onig as a on Yontif as a mitzvah to itself, so too he doesn't count that Lokas Neiris Midin Yontif as a mitzvah to itself. And when the Rambam writes that there's an extra chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Mishum Zechel Enes, that's not totally in the Yontif of Chanukah, that's a separate din unto itself. And the Rambam calls it Hadlokas Neiris Ben Mitzvah Divrei Sofim Kikriya Samigila. Now, if we go back to the pasuk in Esther in Perek Tes, it says Achodesh Sher Nefach Lahem Miyogon LeSimcha MeEvel Yontif, and the Gaon says that when we Yoshev Vitzara, like it was at this particular junction, is Sovrim Shem Also Chodesh Yavo Tzara Kevin She Yel Sechodesh. Heim pitzara yoseh gedola. L'chein omar hachodesh hazeh asher nefach. It's a total transformation. Ki chol chodesh nefach miyogun l'simcha. Kol hachodesh, I should say. V'zeh sha'amru, this is what the Gemara means in Tainus Chavtes, that just as we diminish our simcha mishenichnas av, so too, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Now, Lechor, it's a little bit difficult. How can you say that that the two things of Ribui Avelus or Miat Simcha, shall we say, in the case of Av, with Ribui Simcha in the case of Adar, how is that formulated in one breath? I mean, what's the shach between one and the other? But the answer is, we could say that just like Mishenichnas Adar B'Mati B'Simcha means that the entire month is a month of Yagon, so too in the case of Adar, the entire month becomes a month of Simcha. And indeed, we saw that according to the Yishalmi, the entire month is a month of Simcha, and that would help us in the case of Yotzei B'Shayara. So in other words, Kriyas Megillah on a monthly basis, or should I say for the entire monthly basis of Adar, that's a result of the fact that there's a Chodesh of Simcha and Yontif, that the Yemei Purim and Yontif generate a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not like Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano is a separate entity, and then we're going to talk about Ein Karin HaMegillah B'Yontif Shel Purim. Leave that all out. All we need to say is that there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah to be mefarsim the nes bizmanim on those dates that the Chachamim established. L'fizeh, now maybe we can answer up what the Rambam means when he says Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana Mitzvah Saseh, because it's mashma that this Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bizmana, which is not called a Mitzvah Saseh, that doesn't make any sense. Over this last point here, when the Rambam writes that Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana is a Mitzvah Saseh, and we implied, we inferred from that Rambam that there's also a mitzvah of Kriya Shalom Bizmana, but it's not called a mitzvah Saseh. We explained that the Rambam is coming to exclude the case of Yotzel L'Derech, of Yotzel L'Shayara. It's not called a mitzvah Saseh Medivri Sofrim. And even if you'll establish that there's a chiv to read the Megillah Kishiyotze B'Shayara before Zmano, but nevertheless, what it really means is that Kriyas HaMegillah Kodem Zmano is not a mitzvah seh b'fnei atzma. It's a kiyum in the Chodesh, that this Chodesh is a Chodesh of Simcha and Yontif, but it's a kiyum that's not considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And Dafka Kriyas HaMegillah B'Zmano, which does not depend upon this, it's a yontif unto itself, and therefore it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo to be mefarsim the nes, and that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Now, what does the Rambam mean when he says hadvarim yiduim shehi takonas hanavim? So we had a long discussion about this last time. I'm not going to repeat it now. And we also discussed the chiyuv kriya Finoshim with the Shita Sabahag, so we gave in the last shiur. Now Tosus in Erchin quotes the Bahag that a woman is not chayeves in Mikra Megillah, but rather in Shmias HaMegillah, and therefore Tosus says Einam Motziah Noshim Shechayov Mekriya. The Ram, on the other hand, seems to assume that women share the same identical chiyuv as a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Magen Mishnah points out that if so, a woman could be motzi, another woman for sure. Okay, let's talk a little about ketanim. The Ram here in Megillah says, "Umechanches haketanim lekrosa." The Ram in the sixth parak of Hilchas Chametz Matzah says, "Hakol chayav achilus matzah fil noshim v'avonim and katan sheyochol lechol pas mechanchin oso v'mitzvos v'machilin oso kizayis matzah." And the Kesef Mishnah comments, he says, "Da sheveperak akoris hamegilum afreya kosav aran b'shem Rambam d'chiyamir katan chayav lav lememra de." The Inu Chayav, as if to say that he is Chayav, but that doesn't make any sense because he's a La Bar Chiyuva. But rather, what the Ram meant to say is the Chiyuva is incumbent upon the father to educate his son. And this perhaps is the Ram of Shita as well. The Ram never says, Hakol Chayovim Vachilas Matzah, Hafil Noshim Vavonim Ketanim. And there's a chiyuv on the father vis-a-vis his son. That's chiyuva karkafta the avua de Ramya. Now, if you look in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, Rama writes, Hakol chayovim anoshim v'noshim v'chanchim es hakotin l'krosa. That doesn't sound like what we said in the name of the Ran. We're talking about clearly a new takana to be mechayev the ketanim, and not to subsume the ketanim under the general category of chutz, in other words, that they're not obligated any mitzvahs, but rather mechanches the ketanim lekrosa, and there's a chiyuv chinuch to teach the child to read it, and that's not what appears like in the Ran's frame of reference. It would seem, the impression you get from the Ram is that Achilas Matzah L'chud and Megillah L'chud, in the case of Achilas Matzah, the Rambam's language indicates that the Chiv is on the father. In the case of Megillah, the Rambam seems to indicate that the Chiv of Megillah is on the son. Because when he writes HaKol Chayav B'Mikra Megillah, and he includes Ketanim, right? It doesn't say in matzah hakol chayov machilas matzah afilu noshim avonim uktanim, which he writes in the case of Megillah, Hakol Chayov Manoshim Venoshim, Chanchim Saktanim Lekrosa. It could be that the Kotlin himself is Chayev. Now the Ran brings the Ramban that a Kotlin, even if he's a Gil Chinuch, he cannot be Motzi Acherim Yidei Chovasam. Why? Because it's not his mitzvah, but as the Ramban is famous for saying, it's the mitzvah of the father. And if it says Ben Mevarch Li Aviv, that's the Ben Gadol. But the Rambam Perkei Milchus Brachos writes that Ben Mevarch Li Aviv, Bamed Var Mamurim Sheyotzu Yedei Chovasam Bizman Sheachlu Velo Savu. So again, in the Rambam's language in Hilchus Brachos, is Ben Mevarch Li Aviv. Again, in a case where Aviv, let's say he fulfilled his mitzvah, maybe he means his mitzvah d'oraisa, let's see if that works. Pamed Varmur says Ram Sheyatsu Yidei Chovason Bizman Sheochlu. Ah, Velo Savu, right. The Ram adds Velo Savu. It means they weren't chayev in Birkas Hamazon d'oraisa. Oh, now the Rambam spells it out. He says, "Shehem chayovim levarach midivrei sofim ulefichach motzian oso katan." That's a pretty explicit language. Motzian oso katan. So, whereas the Ran insists, based on the Ramban, that the chiyuv is on the father, and therefore the son could not possibly be motzi anyone else in his bracha, it's not his chiyuv, he's la bar chiyuva. The Rambam, on the other hand, indicates that the katan, under certain circumstances, can be mevarech on behalf of the balance of the tzibur. And he says that motzian oso katan, which sounds like, you talk about the katan being motzi someone. No, the Rambam holds that a ben katan mevarch li aviv, if he's chayev in the mitzvah of birkas hamazon, even though that chiyuv of birkas hamazon is only drabbanon, but if the father is only chayiv drabbanon, then it's one drabbanon being motzi another drabbanon. But anyway, you see clearly from the Rambam that katan shegil chinuch is a bar chiyuva. Now, if you look in the Rambam in Perkei Milchus Brachos Halacha Aleph, Aval Ktanim Chayovim BeBirkas HaMazon MiDivrei Sofrim Kedei L'Chanchom BeMitzvus, and it sounds from the language of the Rambam that the Katan himself is Chayav in Birkas HaMazon. That's why the luncheon of the Rambam is Aval Ktanim Chayovim BeBirkas HaMazon MiDivrei Sofrim. So it's not a Chiyuv that's on the father. And the Rambam is pretty consistent. We see this again in Perek Vav Milchus Sukkah, that Katan Shein Tzarach Le'imo Chayev B'Sukkah. It's his personal chiyuv. You take a look in Hilchus Lulav in Perek Zayin, Katan Shiyadei L'Nanin Chayev B'Lulav Midirei Sofrim Kedei L'Chan Chum B'Mitzvahs. So again, in the case of Megillah, the Rambam does not write that the ketanim are chayovim in kriyas haMegillah. He writes shemachanches haketanim lekrosa. It seems to imply that Katan was not a bar chiyuva, and if not, the Katan would never become a bar chiyuva as far as his katnus is concerned. Mashma the Katan lo avi bar chiyuva klal el chiyuv avua rami. So we now have a kind of a split here in which many mitzvahs the Rambam classifies as mitzvahs which are ramyeh on the child itself, on himself, but as far, and that might even be true as far as Birkas HaMazon is concerned in certain circumstances, but on the other hand, the Rambam in Matzah we saw seems to indicate that the Chiyuv is on the father, not on the son. There seems to be an inconsistency in the Rambam. So let's mention the Brisker Rav, who says that Kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleihem means that this mitzvah requires a Kabbalah. That's a unique kind of mitzvah. And since it requires Kavanah, therefore, we need a special Kabbalah on behalf of the Gerim, on the part of the Gerim, I should say. We also Shapir, now we understand why the Rambam holds that Avadim, if they're not Mishukhram, are Patur, because Dafke Gerim are considered Midire Kabbalah. But the Rambam, Aval Avadim lo havi bichlal Kabbalah. The Rambam not included in that Kabbalah. The Fichach Pturim Mikra Megillah. So if that be the case, it could be that the Rambam holds that Ketanim are not included in the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah because lo kibla layu. There was never a Kabbalah that the Ketanim would be Chayav in Kriya Samegillah. V'rak Shaviyam Chayav L'chancham. The lo tzar Kabbalah L'chayav HaKotan Midin Chinuch. Why is it the Rambam holds that in Kriyas HaMegillah the Ketanim are not Chayavim? And the answer is, according to Brisker Rav, they weren't Mekabel Alayhim that the Ketanim would be Chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. It just was a Chiyuv on the father, the universal Chiyuv of Chinuch on the father. And for that we don't need a Kabbalah to insist that the father teach the child Midin Chinuch. Now, we can also add that according to the Rambam, whenever there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, like in Birkas HaMazon, Lulav, and Sukkah, the Rabbanan are going to be mechayev the katan himself in that mitzvah. But if there wasn't a mitzvah in that Torah, it's only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan are not going to be mechayev the katan the mitzvah she'ena ela d'Rabbanan. Only when it comes to the mitzvah d'oraisa would the Rabbanan be mechayev the katan, but if there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rabbanan not going to be mechayev the katan, even mid Rabbanan, but rather they rely on the chiv of the father, the general chiv of the father, to be mechanech his son, who's a katan, and that chinuch entails the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, a mitzvah d'Rabbanan as well. So the father's chiyuv encompasses to be mechanech his child, encompasses not just d'oraisas but even d'Rabbanans. And therefore, Birkas HaMazon, Lulav, and Sukkah, which are d'oraisas, the Rambam writes that a katan is chayav the mitzvah d'Rei Sofen, it's a chiyuv on the katan. In Megillah, which is only d'Rabbanan, the Rambam doesn't say a katan chayav be Megillah d'Rabbanan, but rather it says sha'av chayav l'chanech ha'katan, that there's a chiyuv imposed upon the father to be mechanech his son, and that's a chiyuv d'Rabbanan. But the Rambam never writes that, as far as Megillah is concerned, the son, the katan himself, is chayuv. But rather, we see that the chiyuv is on the father to be mechanech his son. Now, A quick discussion here about Kohenim b'avodasam. It says that mevatlim avodasam bad l'shmo mikra Megillah, and this is the brisa in Megillah daf Gimel. Tosfos asks the kasha, why can't they just do the avoda immediately after they read the Megillah, or why not complete their avoda and then read the Megillah? In any event, there doesn't seem to be a conflict between the two, and the answer that there's a compelling reason for them, for the Kohanim, to read now with its Zibra Mishum Davi Persimanes. It means if the Tzibra is reading the Megillah and there's Persimanes at that moment when the Kohen is involved in Avodah, he drops the Avodah. The Ran spells this out. Misun Amuvcha Lekrosa Im Atzibur Mishum Persimen Yislufichah Beshash Atzibur Korim Mevatlan Avodah Bon Lishmoim Atzibur. In other words, even though there's not a bittul on the Kriya, there will be a Kriya. There would be a Kriya later on if he would continue with the Avodah. But nevertheless, the mitzvah of Uvchor is to read it with the Tzibur, and therefore we're going to be mevatel the Avodah in order to become Kriya Samit HaMegillah the way it's meant to be, the mitzvah of Uvchor be Tzibur. So let's take a break now up at the Vehine, and we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Muvchar to do a mitzvah v'hidur v'anveyu, it's not a fun of a mitzvah, And the question we want to raise is, are we going to be mevatel the avoda for the sake of hider mitzvah, only for the ikar kiyama mitzvah? Ein mevatelim me'avodasam bishvil mitzvahs hidur. And again, this might reflect on the famous chakira, the fundamental issue about the din of hider mitzvah, which is derived from zekei ve'aveihu. Is it part of the gufa mitzvah? Is it a separate mitzvah unto itself? And it's not part of the gufa mitzvah. Because if we're going to say that it's not part of the gufa mitzvah, then if in the absence of hider mitzvah, he was yotzei the mitzvah of kriyas hamegillah. Because since the element of hider is not part of the gufa mitzvah, therefore, in the case of mitzvahs kriyas hamegillah, he'd be yotzei the mitzvah kriyas hamegillah kilchasa, even without hider, just that he's not makayim the mitzvah b'fnei atzma of hidur. So we'll try to get back to this in Mitzvah Shem next time.